This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is it possible that Giannis caught himself a case of the LeBrons? Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, a sports ethos presentation hosted by yours truly, Aaron Brewski, and FSWA Hall of Famer, Steve Dr. A. Alexander. Tomorrow we'll be covering the New York Knicks, and I am so in love with them. And today we are covering the Milwaukee Bucks season in review. And quickly, before we bring in Steve Alexander, just know NBA fantasy pass holders, you're getting all of these breakdowns in much more detail over at the website. So catch Mike Pasador, Keston Paul, and Mark Camaro. Real quick, BetOnline is your number one source for NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Get every stat matchup and even get live odds while the games are being played. And then when the game's over, head on to our online casino and get in a game of blackjack or poker, unwind with one of our 150 slots. Head to the website today to get on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. How much of what happened in Milwaukee do you ascribe to like a potential LeBron-like situation for Giannis, in which he catapults himself into the role of general manager, and you see that these moves that in retrospect, like Jrue Holiday, Damian Lillard, Adrian Griffin, Doc Rivers, you know, they appear so brutal on the surface. How much do you assign to Giannis either throwing his weight around, or is it something else like the organization just being overly desperate to keep him?
Well, I think when you are a player like Giannis or Luka or LeBron, you make more money than anybody in the organization except the owner, and you're going to have a say in what goes on there. And I don't know how many of those big power guys that make all the money can just sit back and not have their voices heard. Some of them do it more publicly and more loudly than others do, but I'm sure that anyone who's making that kind of money has some sort of say in the moves that are made for their team. So I don't think Giannis went out and traded Jrue Holiday to the Celtics or let him sign or whatever he did. And to bring in Damian Lillard, I think that was management's decision. They probably got Giannis's buy-off on it. But, you know, I'm not really a very smart guy. And the day that move went down, when Jrue Holiday got added to the Boston Celtics and taken away from the Milwaukee Bucks, and you put Lillard with Giannis, I was like, there goes Milwaukee. They're done. They just lost all the defensive stuff that they had. Yeah, Giannis can play D, but they needed Jrue Holiday. And when they put no defense Dame Lillard back there, who also is a guy that needs the ball in his hand as much as Giannis does, it was just not a good fit, not a good match. The Celtics were way better than Milwaukee, just ran away from them. And I just don't think it took a very smart person to see that if you take Jrue off of this team and put him on that team, that it's going to do a hell of a lot of damage to the team he's leaving. So I'm not blaming that on Giannis, and I don't think Giannis has too much power. I think any of these guys that have a chance to put an entire team on their back and win a championship, they all have the same amount of power. Some GMs and some owners are more open to listening to what they have to say than others. But, I mean, all those guys are going to get a say in what happens.
I would be inclined to just outright believe that. But the firing of Adrian Griffin was just a weird one. Like,
yeah.
And it didn't pan out. And it went to Doc Rivers. I don't even know how to sum that up other than to just say it was weird. And then while Adrian Griffin was getting let go, there was like the kind of weird behavior around the team where they, you know, were kind of making light of it a little bit. And who knows, maybe Griffin just didn't connect and it was a total swing and a miss. Mike Budenholzer, you know, leaving under such strange circumstances. And really, Drew Holiday, he looked, no joke, 15, 20 pounds heavier in last year's playoffs compared to this year's playoffs. If you were to do a screen side by side, I think it would be pretty amazing. Somebody should do that and really talk about it, because something, I mean, who knows? Maybe it's nothing. Maybe I'm just not seeing it right. But it just felt like Drew Holiday was completely checked out during that playoff run. And you got the coach who's going through personal issues, and you find out about that, you know, basically in the minute, you know, as it's happening. And so they blow it up. And Boston getting Drew Holiday, that's like that moment when somebody sends you a bad trade in a fantasy league and you'd like have to like reread it a couple times. You're like, did this just get sent to me? And then you can't like hit the button fast enough. And if you're Milwaukee, like watching that go down, that would be like watching somebody else in your league, you know, plunder the GM that has no idea what they're doing. And you're just watching that, you know, happen. And you're like, oh man, that's really going to leave a mark. And then it has. And that really played out throughout the year as Milwaukee just sort of kind of plunged into the depths of really an uncertain future. I'll rewind it and say that I think when they re-signed Chris Middleton, that to me was the beginning of the end for these guys, because Middleton was such a mess. And then to just turn around and give him the money, that was the other weird tinfoil hat thing where it's like, is Giannis just really like Chris Middleton? Because if I was Giannis's camp, I'd be thinking, you can't re-sign him. Okay, Chris, you've been great. You've won a championship. We love you. But we can't bring you back at a big number because you're just not that player anymore. And that makes me wonder who's not getting it. You know, is it the Giannis camp? Is it Milwaukee? Is it a combination of the two? And then they kind of get put into this choice of, do we take Damian Lillard, who a lot of people treat Damian Lillard as if he's a top five NBA player. And there was a stretch there, especially in the bubble and probably the year after that, where he really was ushering in a new style of basketball with these logo threes. We had never seen anything like that. And he made it look so easy. And that, I think people might've gotten caught up in, but they get into this choice of, okay, do we need more offense to complement Giannis? And can we do that at the expense of getting rid of Drew Holiday? Womp, womp, womp. That didn't go well. So I guess we'll just dive into all of that. Other than what we've all been discussing here, what was your main vibe from Milwaukee this season?
They remind me of Philly. You know, they have one of the best, most dominant big men basketball players in the league. And they're not even close to being where they need to be to win a championship. The Bucks losing Drew Holiday. I mean, we've harped on it a ton already, but I don't think it can be understated, man. You got rid of one of the best defensive players in the entire league who played 35 minutes a night for you and replaced him with a guy who really does nothing but shoot the ball. And Damian Lillard and Giannis, there's not enough basketballs for the two of them to get up as many shots as they need on most nights. And I just think it's a terrible match. I think you bring in a coach in Doc Rivers who's, what, never won a playoff series. Hell, has he even won a playoff game? He's just not – he's not the guy I want driving that bus.
He was like immediately stepping in it too, you know, just kind of talking too openly about his players. Like, eesh.
I don't like anything about Milwaukee, except Brooke Lopez. I mean, Brolo still getting it done every night. But what a tough team to be a fan of, I think.
Well, let's slice and dice them up from a fantasy perspective here so we can at least get some joy out of the exercise here. Damian Lillard was, I guess he's like a early second round guy. I felt like I saw him go earlier, though, like, you know, late first in a bunch of situations. So a lot of people, you know, riding the Damian Lillard train. And I think to some degree I was there with him. I'd have to relook at my ranks to kind of remember where Lillard went, but more or less delivered for fantasy GMs, a top 20 finish, 24 points, three triples, same stuff as normal, seven assists, 92% from the foul line on seven attempts per game. I think actually that percentage jumped up in the last day of the season as we were competing for like $20,000+ in prizes. And it was teetering on free throw percentage, and the opponent had Damian Lillard. He went like 11 for 12. It was one of the most brutal last days of the season. We won, so yay. But like, damn you, Damian Lillard. It was a last day of the season game, and nothing mattered. And you're out there drawing fouls like it's, you know, Trae Young on foul day or something. I don't know. Lillard, you know, they're going to run it back this season. It very much feels like this could be like the make or break season for this group here, and it's probably going to trend toward break. So, like, how do you handle Damian Lillard going into next year's drafts?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I'm probably not messing with him. I mean, I my Damian Lillard was the only guy in Portland who was any good, and he would just take all the shots and dominate everywhere. Not the guy that was sharing the ball with Giannis and looked like he struggled a little bit even to figure out what his exact role was on some nights. So yeah, I mean, if you want Lillard, you're going to have to take him in the second round. There's other guys in the second round I'd rather have at this point.
I mean, it's super interesting because Lillard's game kind of travels well. And we'll bring in the discussion about Giannis right now. And, like, if you're going to blow it up, I mean, let's quickly talk some contract numbers here. Giannis and Damian Lillard will make, not next season, but the following season, they're going to make $108 million together. Lillard, then, after that, the two of them are going to be making $106 million in 2026, and then after that, an unrestricted free agent for Lillard. But both of these guys, like Lillard has a player option for 2026, so he's got a lot of control over things. And I imagine that both camps and the team are somewhat looking for the exits on this thing. If they think this thing can't win, this is a small market, they can't really afford tons of salary to try to go after, say, like a first round playoff exit. So if these guys end up going somewhere else, you know, Damian Lillard always kind of linked with the Heat, Giannis maybe flirting with the Mavs. And thank you to our great producer, Andre Lemos, who's great at synthesizing the latest and greatest rumors out there. You know, these guys could move. It could be crazy. I can't wait to see the trade deadline next season if these two guys are involved with it. But Damian Lillard's game travels well. So that's kind of a unique thing. I think if the chaos strikes Damian Lillard and on draft day and he starts to fall, I might actually be interested because his game does travel well. But Giannis, I don't know that his game doesn't travel well. But if he did land somewhere, you know, with another really, really good player, I'd be interested to see the impact on his fantasy game, because right now the name's definitely bigger than the game. He had a top 30 finish in nine cat formats, went late first round, probably didn't fall into the early second too much, but I think it might've happened a little bit. But this guy, 65% from the foul line on 10 per game. That's brutal. That's killing your team there. You're punting with that. 3.4 turnovers per game. So now that's a problem. And then 0.5 threes per game.
No threes, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, you're punting three categories with this guy, more or less. I wouldn't say punting the threes so much, but man, free throws, you're definitely punting. Turnovers, that's rough. I don't know how you get out of that with this. Like, do you think he needs to do less in order to do more in fantasy leagues?
Interesting. Well, you know, my vision of Giannis when I'm watching a Bucks game, he's constantly at the free throw line. He takes forever to shoot them. He was even getting penalized on or getting called on the clock violation a couple of years ago. Takes forever to shoot them. He doesn't make them. And if you've got him on your team or if you've got him in DFS, like, oh my God, this guy's just throwing away fantasy points for me right now, and it sucks. It's really not all that fun to watch. So I mean, Giannis is like, he's never going to hit threes. He's never going to hit free throws. He's always going to turn it over a lot. Like, those things are not changing. So if you're drafting Giannis thinking this is the year that he really breaks out and goes off, you're crazy, because he would have to, first of all, start blocking a hell of a lot more shots. He would start having to knock down a three per game. He would have to cut his turnovers by one. And he would have to start making free throws. He's going to have to shoot at least 70% if he's not going to totally destroy your team. And none of those things are happening anytime soon or overnight or any of that. It just is who he is. So he's kind of like Shaquille O'Neal, you know, you got to figure out at what point it's worth drafting him in order to destroy your free throw percentage for your whole team.
I know some of my competition continues to use these punt builds, especially punt free throw builds, and they try to stack up all the freaky players that can just put up everything. But, you know, the shooting and the, you know, just basically the stuff Giannis isn't doing well. So, like, I see that there could be a potential angle here for, you know, folks in roto leagues to chase. But overall, I wonder a couple things. Like, he didn't have the problem so much this year, though he was on the injury report all the time. So I just wonder about his knees. Like, this is a guy who's been the most physical, you know, of the physical until the last couple seasons, I would say. Like, this guy was dominating everybody physically for so long that the wear and tear on his body has started to catch up. And I sort of expected things to go a little further south this year than they actually did. So that's still in the back of my mind. Is he going to get worse? But then I kind of flip that discussion and think, you know, at his age, you know, he's probably in the back end of his prime, still ready to, you know, to go for it, still ready mentally to get after it. And so maybe he sort of takes this slide and in this situation, you know, where things aren't looking so great in Milwaukee. And he says, all right, I'm going to double down on my body. And maybe the answer for him isn't more muscle, as he's really, I mean, he even appears in commercials. He was very fascinated with becoming the most buff dude on the planet there for a bit. And his commercials sort of highlighted him working out. I wonder if he can kind of take a page out of some other players' books and go leaner and take some of the weight off of those joints, become more of a mobile player. That would be, if I saw signs of that, I might be more interested in taking Giannis theoretically if he was not already being way overdrafted, which is probably going to be the case. The other thing that I think would be super interesting, I would love to see, it won't happen this year, but like, let's say off season he got traded to the Mavs or something, and he was playing with a real point guard like a Luka, who could deliver him the ball in places, and he's not quite the vertical threat that he once was, but it would be great to just see somebody throw the ball to Giannis and take his 61% field goal percentage and turn it to like 65 or something, and take the ball out of his hands so those turnovers go down. And who knows, maybe even pass him a spot up three or two that's not off the dribble. You know, Giannis's shot selection is really, really bad. And you kind of run into that stuff when you have the control of the team, or even a Damian Lillard comes in and you play this little take turns offense. I don't know. I'm just looking for ways to get excited about Giannis, because I think the news is out. I think people finally understand that Giannis is not top five Giannis, you know, as people have been treating him for like the last 5 years or whatever. So that to me is where I want to look for value. Let's get out of Giannis, unless you have something else to add there. Brooke Lopez, top 25 season. Is there anything else that this guy cannot do? I just want to shower Brooke Lopez with praise. Are you going to the well for Brooke Lopez this upcoming season?
I never do. I kind of low-key love Brooke Lopez, but I just never have him on my teams. And I'm amazed every year that, oh my God, he's still doing this. He's still this good. I mean, he's what, 31 years old? Top 30 value, top 25? Yeah. Like, yeah. That's just crazy to me. I mean, I guess you just got to keep going. And I don't think you have to draft Brooke Lopez to like round 4 or 5.
He's going to cost that much this year. He was slipping into 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 in the previous seasons.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, he's a second or third round player, and you don't even have to draft him till 5 or 6.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
He's great in commercials. Like, is there anything this guy cannot do?
His brother's hilarious. Unlike every other, you know, the whole Kelce brothers. Like, give me the Lopez brothers. Low-key, they're not on my TV every 3 seconds. They're not annoying. They're just hanging out with their mom and dad.
I think we all have the same process every year at this time of year where we're watching so much NBA playoffs that we get the same commercials over and over again. And I think we like go through it together, being just clobbered over the head with these ads. But that one with him and Robin, it's like they space it out just enough. Every time I see it, I get happy. And it's because they're fighting like two little brothers getting after it. Very convincing that those guys are acting like juveniles. And yeah, Robin Lopez. I just can't get enough of that. So next year, though, when he's coming around, I think, like, legitimately, I think the fantasy world has woken up and understands that Brook Lopez can kind of just go out there and with a flick of a wrist get you this type of production. 1.9 trays, 12.5 points, 5 boards, so not that bad at the boards. He'd be even better if Giannis wasn't right next to him. 2.4 blocks in great percentages and 1 turnover a game. I mean, it is just a beautiful fantasy package.
My favorite thing about Brook Lopez is the fact he, like, until 5 years ago or whatever, he never shot 3-pointers ever. Ever. He just stayed in the paint. Did his little baby hook shots and got his rebounds and did his thing. And then like 4 or 5 years ago, he started shooting threes out of the blue. And now he's one of the best shooting big men in the league. And I've never seen a player go from not shooting threes at all to becoming really good at them.
It's like he and Al Horford are those dudes. Like, they rode that wave and decided, okay, hey, we see which direction the league's going. And we're gonna follow suit. And free throws were really an indicator for Brook Lopez that he would be able to do that. It's just great stuff. Now, when he's coming around in, let's say, like, fourth round, are you in on Brook Lopez in the fourth round, or are you gonna hedge and say fifth?
Oh, by the way, he's 36. I said 31.
Well, he looks like he's 31.
36 years old.
And that's something I wanted to, well, here, I'll answer the question and I'll just give my 2 cents on the way out with that.
Dude, in 2015, 2016, he hit 0.0 3-pointers and attempted 0.2. The very next season, 2016-17, he hit 1.8 per game and took 5.2 per game. Like, that is out of absolutely nowhere. And he's been doing it ever since. And I said 5 or 6 years ago. Oh, it was like 8 years ago. But we went through the first half of his fantasy career. He never shot a 3-pointer. And it just blows me away. So that's what I love about Brook Lopez. What was your question? Would I take him in the fourth round?
The fourth or the fifth? Presuming, I mean, he even goes that high.
You got to think about it. I mean,
yeah. Good blocks.
I mean, now I'm thinking that if he's sitting in the fifth round, you almost have to take him.
And he could go later, but I mean, I do think the word is out. Like, 2 straight seasons with this type of production, and people get a little like, I mean, the first of the two, he was barely getting drafted, it seemed. And then last year, people are like, eh, yeah, you know, I remember last year, but, you know, it's Brook Lopez and there's other shiny pieces to chase. So I'll skip Brook Lopez. And I think he was going in like the seventh round. So now fourth or fifth seems logical. So, yeah, I don't know. And physically, the beginning of this last season, I was just watching and it's like, man, that's a really compelling physical matchup with the way he can slide his feet and his length. And then obviously the experience to block those shots. I was thinking that, you know, really Milwaukee had something there. Maybe even more than previous seasons, but I mean, his personal stat line bore that out. Not so much on the team-wide level. All right, let's quickly give you guys some social accounts here so you can keep up with what's going on here. Obviously, follow Dr. A, D-O-C-K-T-O-R-A, myself, at Aaron Brewski. But the important ones are Ethos Fantasy NBA, Ethos Fantasy NFL, Ethos Fantasy BB. Not that we're not important here, especially Dr. A. Definitely follow Steve. But the with what you get with those feeds, you get a free blurb feed. And that's the best fantasy information that you can find out there. But you can also get all of our promo stuff. And that's big because we're just releasing the NFL draft guide. And then our all sport fantasy pass is cheaper than it's ever going to be. The thing's going to go up to $14 at some point. Right now you can get it for $8. And if you keep your membership active, you get to keep that price for life. So definitely take a look at that. You know, the rest of this Milwaukee squad, you know, there's a couple more sneaky good, or at least one more sneaky good name here. And that's Bobby Portis. Another top 60 finish, 82 games played. I feel like he lives in the 10th round. I feel like there's just some kind of fantasy hack going on here where by virtue of the playing style and just being proficient at what you do, it just turns into fantasy value. 14 points, 7.5 boards. Really nothing else jumps off the page except maybe the percentages. Combo 51 and 79 from the field and from the free throw line, but really low volume there, so it's super sneaky. And then the 1.2 triples per game definitely helps. 0.8 steals for a big man, that really, you know, just doesn't jump off the page, but that's actually pretty dang valuable. Are you a Bobby Portis believer, or are you saying maybe not for me this upcoming season?
I always like crazy eyes, Bobby Portis. Plus, he played in 82 games, which was awesome. And anytime Giannis is out, and back to Giannis for a quick moment, two things that you mentioned about Giannis that I forgot to. One is I'm scared to death of Giannis's knees. I have been for like 2 or 3 years. Now, I was also always scared of Chris Paul's knees, and they're still going strong today. So that was false alarm for me to be worried about Chris Paul all those years, but I never drafted Chris Paul because I was scared of his knees. I'm scared of Giannis's knees. And then also to your point, if he got a real point guard to play with, like say Luka Doncic, can you imagine how many lob dunks Giannis would have every game? And I think you're right. I think if he played with Luka, his field goal percentage, he would go up to a career high right off the bat with his first year there. But my favorite thing about Bobby Portis is that he's so reliable. If Brook Lopez is out or if Giannis is out, you just plug Bobby Portis in there and let him rip, and he's going to go off. And if those guys are playing, Bobby Portis is still going to put up, you know, pedestrian numbers that aren't going to hurt you anywhere. But if you play him at DFS or something on a night that one of the big men are out, you can pretty much count on Portis going off.
Yeah, I mean, and that's it's sneaky. It's very valuable, but you know, it just goes underneath the radar so easily. 24.5 minutes per game, and these sort of oscillating numbers where somebody's out. Now, I wonder how much the next guy we'll talk about has helped this helped Bobby Portis out, but Chris Middleton. You know, this guy's definitely not profiling as playing a lot of games going forward. 55 games last season. And really, I think people still drafted Chris Middleton as kind of Chris Middleton of prior years. The prior season, we got wrecked on it over here because we got the day before the season started report that, you know, things weren't going as planned after Milwaukee clammed up and didn't really, you know, do any reporting with all of this stuff. Shout out small markets. But, you know, Chris Middleton, I think he's going to be pretty affordable on draft day. Like, I think his name will push him up, but like, what do you say? Eighth round, Chris Middleton available? Question mark. Where do you think he'll go next season?
33 years old, 33 games played 2 years ago, 55 games played last year. Color me unimpressed and leave him on the draft board for me all night. I'm not drafting Chris Middleton. I'm with you. I think, you know, if he comes back healthy and if he plays, I mean, he's a nice fantasy player, like kind of a guy you have in your lineup, but you don't really know he's there, but he puts up decent numbers and doesn't really hurt you anywhere. He doesn't make noise anywhere. But I'm not messing with a guy that's that old that has missed that many games over the last 2 years.
Yeah, really interesting to see where he goes. It's probably going to be too early for most of us. All right, well, I think that's going to do it for this. I think we went deeper on Milwaukee than I thought we were going to go. One of those kind of cookie-cutter teams with some pretty straightforward situations, but good to project into next season. What's going on with that? Tomorrow we're going to be looking at it. Yeah, go for it.
Don't forget that Pat Bev is suspended for the first few games of next season. Don't draft him hoping to use him in week one.
I feel like he just like I can't. I would even yelled at somebody and he threw a basketball at them during the game or something. I feel like his next move is going to be. I used to stand up for Pat Bev. I think his next move is going to be like tripping an old lady on the sidewalk or something.
Dude, he was throwing the ball as hard as he could at these kids, like just firing it, and the kid caught it and threw it back to them. He threw it at him again, I think, and I was just like, first of all, how did he catch that ball? Because it was moving, but it's. Pat Bev
People
being Pat Bev.
The speed of an NBA basketball player's pass. Like, is like you go to your local 24-hour fitness and there's some people flinging the ball around pretty tough that you can't catch it. But an NBA player, yikes.
I bet it was a 60-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yeah, and it's a heavier ball. That's a good catch, kid, whoever you are. watch out for Pat Bev. If you're going to draft him next season, watch out. Doc covered you there. If you enjoy the show and support what we're doing over here at Sports Ethos, please consider subscribing on all of your platforms, like, review, all that good stuff. Follow everybody that I outlined earlier in the show. Get the NFL Draft Guide. It's amazing. Check out the All Sport Fantasy Pass. And all this basically helps the people involved in the machine and the sustainability of the industry and helps us put out better product for you guys. So definitely consider getting on the premium side of things and get that price locked in while it's crazy low. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Andre Limos, for doing a great job producing. And thank you guys for making Sports Ethos everything it is. This has been Fantasy NBA Today, presented by Bet Online, a Sports Ethos presentation. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, be well.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.